Good evening, all. So if you remember yesterday, we quoted that there's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam with regards to how do we count when the Torah says this, basically the same commandment, but says it in different ways. In other words, that when it comes to our case that we're dealing with over here, the mitzvah Zion, that we should not eat our Korban Pesach unless it is completely roasted, right? So the Torah goes out of its way and says that you should not eat it if it's partially roasted, and you should not eat it if it's cooked. So says the Rambam that this is essentially only one prohibition, and therefore a person would only get one set of malchus. According to the Ramban, however, he says that these are actually two separate prohibitions, and a person therefore would get two sets of malchus. So we said that the truth is that the Ramban does qualify this. It's not exactly that every single time the Torah uses two specific utterances of something that you would always get two sets of malchus, and we'll see how exactly why in a second. In particular, someone asked yesterday, what about when it comes to kashrus, right? We said there are all these different animals that the Torah says a person can or cannot eat. So does that mean that there's a separate prohibition for every single one of these things? It's hard to believe, so we'll see that the Ramban does not think that, but we'll see why now. So v'amnam b'inyan ha-malchus, when it comes to malchus, when it comes to receiving lashes, yesh chiluk b'hem, there is a distinction among everything that we said so far. So even though you can count the mitzvahs twice, that doesn't mean you'll always get two sets of malchus for every single thing. Why? When is the distinction? Shakol ha-nefratim b'lav echad. Whenever we have a specific... whenever you're given a single command, and the Torah says you shall not do this and that, so in that situation, ein lo kin aleihem ela malchus achas, you only get one set of malchus. In other words, so kigun esnan zonah mechir kelev, the same exact example that we gave last night of a sacrifice that was given to a harlot as payment, or a sacrifice that was given that was traded for exchanged for a dog. So in this situation, the Torah, the way it says the prohibition is that it says you shall not do this, and then it gives these two examples over here. Since the Torah says you shall not do it, it says it only once. And then it gives the examples. Therefore, says the Ramban, in that situation, you would only get one set of malchus. Even though there are two separate prohibitions, you would only get one set of lashes if you violated both of these things. Usor d'vash, the same idea with burning on the altar, some seor, like a leavening, and honey, in this situation as well. Since the Torah introduces this idea by saying that it's you are not allowed to do this, and then it gives the specific examples, since that's all it says you can't do it once, therefore, in this situation, again, there are two prohibitions, but only two sets of lashes. But only one set of lashes. And then another example of Mishpat Ger Yasom, right? That a person should not when they're judging over a convert or an orphan, so a person should not distort the judgment that you give over these people. So since the Torah says you shall not do it, and again only gives these and gives the two specified examples, so since it says you shall not do it only once, so therefore again two separate prohibitions but only one set of malchus as well. And there are lots of other cases like this. Any other case like this, it would apply as well. But whenever there is a prohibition in the Torah that it gives the specifics and then it gives the general rule, so for example, let's keep going, but right, whether the specific subject are listed before the general idea, or they're listed after the general idea. Kigon, for example, Zeha Lav Shapura Naumuboshal. Our prohibition that we're dealing with right now, the Torah says that when it's partially roasted and when it's cooked, you shall not eat it. The Kolel, but then it gives a generalization. Al Tochlu, don't eat it. Kiyim Sliyesh, you should only eat it when it is fully roasted. So in that situation, since there are specifics but also a generalization given, then in that situation, you would get, there are two separate prohibitions, and you also would get a set of malchus, a set of lashes for each one of these things. The Chaim Benazir, the same applies to a case of a Nazir, right? Because the Torah says, Kolel Mikol. The Torah gives a generalization. Asher yisei yaseh migefen hayayin lo yochel. The Torah says that a nazir should not eat from any of the grapes of the vine. The Torah gives specific examples. You shouldn't eat the seeds or the skin, or you shouldn't have like fresh or dried out grapes. So be'ilu b'chayotzi behen. In all these cases, when it comes down to it, lokin alein al kol echad v'echad, you get one set of malchus, one set of lashes for every single prohibition that you violate. Ki riboy apras shelo hayat zarich, yore al malchus al kol echad v'echad kimo she'amarnu. Right, because at the end of the day, every single time, since the Torah gives the generalization, therefore every single time the Torah goes out of its way to give you a specific example, it must be there for a reason, and that reason is that you get a separate punishment for each one of those ideas. V'irba harav ra'ayu sav al zeh, and the Ramban, he gives many other proofs, many more than the chinuch lists over here. He gives Ramban gives many more proofs when he writes about it. When the Rambam is writing all of his Ikarim, he has 14 main Ikarim at the beginning of a Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Ramban, on his glosses to that, and on his notes of that in Ikar 9, in the ninth rule of the Rambam at the beginning, so the Ramban over there writes Shein Cheshbon Halav and Cheshbon Hamalkius. He writes this idea that just because you have X amount of prohibitions doesn't mean you have to get X amount of Malkus, right? The Rambam says, however many prohibitions we have, that's how many Malkus we have. The Ramban says, no, just because you have multiple prohibitions does not mean you have equal amount of Malkus. It could be that sometimes you'll have only one for all of them, or it could be that you'll get one for each and every one of them. Vizesh Amarti, now says the Chinuch, all this that I said, Sharamban Zechon Lebracha Yimne Kol Nefratim Bishmam Echad Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma Davka Kashem Chalukim Ba'inyan. So he says the idea that this that he was quoting in the name of the Ramban, that every single idea as a separate mitzvah is only when chalukim b'inyan, only when they are specifically distinct in nature, right? So again, we started with the question, what happens when it comes to kashrus? You list all these animals. So the question is, right, when the Torah says you can't eat X, Y, Z, so does that mean for every single time the Torah says I can't eat X, Y, and Z that I'm going to be over on a separate prohibition? So seemingly the answer is no. Why? Because they have to be totally distinct from one another. Kimosha kasamnu, kigun tzor duvash, esnan mechir. These same examples of the leavening and the honey and the sacrifice that was given to a harlot as payment or that was exchanged for a dog. These are very separate types of cases. However, if a person says, the Torah says you can't eat anything on kosher, and then it gives various examples of animals, but we all know these are all just different kinds of animals, that seemingly would not be included in that idea. When at the end of the day, it's all one same idea. Even though there are separate names given for each of them, this is only counted as one mitzvah, even according to the Ramban. What are some examples? Well, the Chinuch gives, Kigon kol habachor asher yivaleid bevkarcha b'tzonecha. When the Torah says that you have to that you're firstborn, you're going to sanctify the firstborn. Even though the Torah goes out of your way and says cattle and flock, nonetheless, it's only one command. What's the command? L'hakdish kol b'chor, to sanctify your firstborn. And the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to give separate examples is only in order to clarify which animals I have to sanctify the firstborn from them. Right. So the Torah also says that when it comes to my cattle and my flock, that I have to give a tithe from them. So says the Chinuch, She'in ze ela sava asachas, this is only one command, there are not separate commands over here. L'hafrish l'tei ma'isar mi'behemos, to give tithes from your animals. The reason, again, why the Torah would give specific examples to explain which animals you have to tithe from. V'chein shoftim mishotrim, the Torah says that you shall appoint over yourselves judges and officers. She'in ze ela she'enasa din al pi anashim eile, right? The whole idea is that you're just supposed to be able to have justice that's administered through these types of people. But sava achasi, and this is only one command. And finally, one more example, v'chein mozneit tzedek avnei tzedek and efas tzedek v'hit tzedek. Right, this idea that we have to have equal measure, you have to have equal measures, that they shouldn't, you shouldn't, you know, trick people with various types of measurements. Shakol tzava achas, this all is meant to be one command, shalom neshakir hamidos, that you shouldn't falsify measurements at all. And the fact that the Torah gives specific examples is just in order to clarify it a little bit better. But since they are all essentially not different from one another, they all just different ideas, right, within the same concept, at the end of the day, these will all be counted as one single prohibition. So that brings us to the end of Mitzvah Zayin, the seventh mitzvah, and God willing, tomorrow we will continue with Mitzvah Chet, the eighth mitzvah, but for now we will stop right here.